Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Harrison Bader's back in the lineup. And first of all, being in a situation like this, what's your mindset? Because you've been out of the lineup. You've had a chance to watch a game from another area. What's your mindset going into a game like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is, you know, guys, we've been doing a great job. You know, just the nature of the game, sometimes it doesn't go your way. And it gets magnified, obviously, on this stage because there are so few games and everything does really matter and kind of snowball, if you will. But, I mean, I've done my absolute best to just support everything that's been going on. And I'm just excited to go in there and contribute, man. I mean, it's such a great team. It's such a great stage to just do something great on. So I'm looking forward to just, again, keeping it short, keeping it simple, going out there and have some fun playing ball.
You know, one of the things, and I see you every day, you put work in as if you're going to play no matter whether you're in the lineup or not. So not being prepared is something I'm not worried about with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess the kind of saying goes, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that's really what it is all about. You know, just like Schilt's been preaching all year, you know, in the middle of the season we were going through little skids here and there like any team would in a long season. You know, if it were the playoffs tomorrow, we wouldn't have to do anything different. And that really is the case with the way I prepare. It really is the case with the way I approach my game. So, you know, I've been in a situation before. And again, like I said, man, you just keep it simple. Go out there and do your best for your teammates.
What does Patrick Corbin present to you?
He's throwing a baseball. He's got some good spin on it at times. But, you know, I'm going to do my best to go out there and try and keep him up the middle. Push him out the best I can and keep my swing short because he obviously does have a good slider that he does like to feature. So I'm going to do my best to stick with my approach and stick with my preparation, and I'm going to let it fly and see what happens.
You know, I was talking to Mike Schilt about this earlier, the fact that guys like Corbin, you better look early. And you make, as you said, keep the swing short because when you start chasing, that's when everybody starts to get in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the Nationals pitching staff, I mean, they're all stuff guys. They're all extremely talented and, you know, you respect their stuff tremendously to a point where it might have to be an 0-0. If you let them get that first strike, I mean, it might set up the rest of that bat. You might be in a little trouble. So dudes like that, you just have to respect it. You got to go up there, stay aggressive in your zone, and you got to do your best to stick with it regardless if it's 0-0 or an 8-pitch at bat in a 3-2 count, whatever it may be. You know, you just got to trust yourself and trust your preparation. So, you know, it's got me this far, so I'm going to just keep doing that.
You know, that's a good point you make. Trust yourself, trust your preparation. Because a lot of times you can read a lot of data and do a lot of things, but you're here for a reason. It's because you can play this game, so you have to trust your skill set as well in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in this specific situation, you know, like you mentioned, I haven't been in there for a couple games. You know, I mean, I've been doing the work. I've been doing the work off the field. You know, there's really no more work to be done. It's just a matter of going out there and just taking a deep breath before every swing, embracing the moment, and doing your best to put some barrel on the ball.
Well, do me a favor. Just go play.
That sounds good to me, man.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Clays.